We are doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been telling us that the ideal that a person can attain, the true pleasure, is to be able to sit in the pleasantness of his Creator. And the verse says, Yeshev olam lifnei Elokim chesed ve'emet man yinsehu, and the Talmud derives based on that verse, when does a person sit with permanence before God? When he fulfills the end of the verse, chesed ve'emet man yinsehu, when the wealthy make food available for the poor, and man yinsehu, who will protect, who will watch over it. So the Chafetz Chaim had been explaining that whoever merits to sit before God has to be extra careful, because then he's in the presence of all forms of angels. Each angel over there with the wind of his mouth can burn the whole world. So if someone merits to make it up there, he's got to be careful how he behaves. B'chidita b'sifrei ha'azinu, and like it says in the Sifri in ha'azinu. Should we read the footnote? Okay, we'll read the footnote. What does the Sifri say in Hazinu? Moshe Rabbeinu says in our Parsha's Hazinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's what we're going to read next Shabbos. Yavov kamatal ikri, may my teaching come down like rain. Our sages say, Moshe said to the Jewish people, do you have any idea how much I pained myself over the Torah? How much I worked for the Torah? How much I toiled for the Torah? 40 days and 40 nights. And in order to bring down the Torah for you, I had to enter among the angels that are called Chayot, the angels that are called Seraphim, that one of them could burn the whole world. And I gave up my life, I risked my life over the Torah. I bled for you to have the Torah. Just like I did everything for you to have the Torah, I suffered so that you should have the Torah, so to you, even if it's at great cost, and even if it's through suffering, you learn the Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim says, from here we see, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I went among angels, that with the Seraphim, with the breath of their mouth, they could just destroy the world. So if a person merits to make it up there, he has to be careful, he's among angels. Now, how do you get up there? V'tzarich lezeh zchut gadol, shelo yifgu bo kochot hadin. He has to have great merits that when the forces of justice, so to speak, up there act, they shouldn't hurt him. Ulchach amar ha-katuv, and that's why the verse says, mi sheyesh bo ma'alat ha-emit. Who makes it up there? Someone who has the trait of truth. Truth is shehi ha-torah, that's the truth. But he also needs the balancing. What's the balancing of the truth? V'gam ma'alat ha-chesed. That's the trait of kindness. Truth is just justice. Justice is what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. The Torah always demands of us the balance. Chesed ve'emet, kindness and truth, we always have to balance it. We can't just go the letter of the law. You know, it's your fault. You destroyed your business, okay, what are you coming to me for? A person could always go with the letter of the law. I told you not to invest in that. I told you not to put your money in the stock market. Chesed ve'emet. There always has to be a balance. Kindness together with truth. Hem yintzeru, when a person works with both traits, that's what protects him, shelo yifgu bo, that even angels can't touch him. V'chazeh gam ken amu chazal, and this is, like this, our sages taught, v'asim dvarai v'ficha, God says to the prophet Yeshaya, to Isaiah, he says, I place my words in your mouth, zod divrei Torah. That's a reference to the Torah that God taught Isaiah. Uvetzel yadiki siticha, God says, and in the shadow of my hand I've covered you. Zogmilut chasadim, that's a reference to kindness. The idea here is that when a person does kindness to someone else, he merits that God, so to speak, puts his hand over him. Hashem puts him under the shadow of his hand. Lelametcha, the Talmud says, the Jerusalem Talmud says, this teaches us, shalsik batorah v'gmilut chasadim, someone who deals with both Torah and kindness, Zochev Yoshev b'tzilo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sits, so to speak, in God's shadow. From here we can understand how much we have to love this trait of doing kindness. And that was his whole point. It's not enough just to do it, it's the attitude with which we do it, that we desire to do it. וממילא כאשר יהיה לו אהבה לזה, יהיה לו הדבר למציאה כאשר יזמין לו השם לעשות חסד. If he loves it, then when he has an opportunity to do it, he feels like he's found the treasure. Most people, if someone comes and says, could you help me? He's already thinking, well, can I get out of it? How am I going to say no? Okay, I guess I'll have to say yes. We have to develop within ourselves the love of the capacity to doing kindness, so that when we see an opportunity to do kindness, we're happy with that opportunity. And then he does it in the whole way of doing the kindness. And then the borrower will not be embarrassed taking the loan, because the guy will be happy to give him the loan. And because of this, God will bless the person. And when a person has a love for this trait, then he'll also be encouraging of others to do kindness, as Rabbeinu Yonah wrote in his letter about tshuva, and that brings us to the conclusion of the second chapter.